Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I would bet that depending on what happens Saturday and the rest of the year, there are still people who fear the Ravens more than the Steelers in these playoffs, especially if the Steelers are obviously, if they're going to be banged up here. I think most people probably will fear the Ravens more. But from the Steelers' perspective, which team in the overall field do you fear the worst? And which team would you want to play in that opening weekend? Let's take a couple calls. Sean, who do we got?
Let's go to Ron and Jeanette.
Hey, Ron.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I was just calling in about the what team I think the Steelers should play. I kind of agree with you guys and Hokie with the Chargers, but I don't think the Steelers are going to go anywhere if we don't have Pickens back and a deep threat for Wilson.
I'm with you there. I'm absolutely with you. I appreciate the call. He's got to be in there. I mean, this starting in the Cleveland game, I think we fooled ourselves. And unbelievably, Mike Tomlin went in front of the media after that game and told everybody how good their other receivers were and says, maybe you guys will finally believe me. What? Let's see what happens when you play real teams like Philadelphia and Baltimore and Kansas City and somebody in the playoffs. You're not winning. Probably, maybe one of those games, but I don't think so without Pickens.
I would imagine
this whole thing's been a George Pickens infomercial for his contract next year.
If he doesn't play this week, you have to figure they're doing it so that he would be 100% come the playoffs. There's no way I think that they would risk compromising his postseason availability. So maybe they'll be extra cautious now, knowing that they will not have any chance in the postseason sans him.
Next.
We are going to go to Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Well, you bring up a good point with Pickens, but the question I don't think anyone's asking is, what is he doing with his time right now? He's getting all this time, and if he's not, his butt's not in there at 10 a.m. studying film, studying the secondaries of all the potential opponents in the playoffs, that's on Tomlin. Pickens has got to be
well,
better
what makes,
on the
What
field.
Makes you think he isn't?
I don't know. That's the question. Is he doing that? Because Pickens has this chance with resting his body as he heals. He could be that force in the playoffs, but is he doing the work or isn't he? That's a good question. I'd like to see someone ask Tomlin, what's he doing?
Well, I would hope rehabbing and doing the, I appreciate the call, doing the things that you spoke about. I have no reason to believe that he's not, really. But I would say this, and I keep saying this, is good health over home game for the playoffs. It's not even close for me. I'll go anywhere and play with Watt and Pickens and think I have a chance. It's always a very tricky situation is, are you risking further injury?
Did you see, by the way, Batco saying Justin Fields watching the other quarterbacks while standing around in a hoodie today? So I would imagine that doesn't bode well for his availability.
Doesn't sound like it. Oh my God, what if we see Kyle Allen in this game? You think if it's third and four late in the game and the Steelers have a chance to clinch, they'll bring in Kyle Allen to make that throw like they did.
Stare it out down the field. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Russ is 27 for 28 on the day, but we'll let Kyle Allen throw that pass. We have to go. Fan hotline. No, I already read that. Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. What's cooking?
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. A Donnie Football Friday tomorrow. We've got trivia games. We've got previews. We've got interviews. We've got Ray Fittipaldo. That'll all happen tomorrow. Thank you, Sean. Great working with you. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy 0% financing on all 2024 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High at 36 today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.